to find a way to carry out his desire that he finally decided to travel by blind baggage, which means a freight train, rather than be defeated. He presented himself at Mr. Edison's laboratory and announced he had come to go into business with the inventor. In speaking of the first meeting between Barnes and Edison years later, Mr. Edison said, "He stood there before me looking like an ordinary tramp, but there was something in the expression of his face which conveyed the impression that he was determined to get what he had come after. I had learned from years of experience with men that when a person really desires a thing so deeply that they are willing to stake their entire future on a single turn of the wheel in order to get it, they are sure to win. I gave him the opportunity he asked for because I saw he had made up his mind to stand by until he succeeded. Subsequent events prove that no mistake was made." Just what young Barnes said to Mr. Edison on that occasion was far less important than that which he thought. Edison himself said so. It could not have been the young man's appearance which got him his start in the Edison office, for that was definitely against him. It was what he thought that counted. If the significance of this statement could be conveyed to every person who reads it, there would be no need to have the remainder of this book. Barnes did not get his partnership with Edison on his first interview. He did get a chance to work in the Edison offices at a very nominal wage, doing work that was unimportant to Edison, but most important to Barnes because it gave him an opportunity to display his merchandise where his intended partner could see it. Months went by. Apparently nothing was happening to bring the coveted goal which Barnes had set up in his mind as his definite major purpose. But something important was happening in Barnes' mind. He was constantly intensifying his desire to become the business associate of Edison. Psychologists have correctly said that when one is truly ready for a thing, it puts in its appearance. Barnes was ready for a business association with Edison. Moreover, he was determined to remain ready until he got that which he was seeking. He did not say to himself, "Ah, well, what's the use? I guess I'll change my mind and try for a salesman's job." But he didn't say that. He said, "I came here to go into business with Edison, and I'll accomplish this end if it takes the remainder of my life." He meant it. What a different story people would have to tell if only they would adopt a definite purpose and stand by that purpose until it had time to become an all-consuming obsession. Maybe young Barnes did not know it at the time, but his bulldog determination, his persistence in standing back of a single desire, was destined to mow down all opposition and bring him the opportunity he was seeking. When the opportunity came, it appeared in a different form and from a different direction than Barnes had expected. That is one of the tricks of opportunity. It has a sly habit of slapping in by the back door, and often it comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Perhaps that is why so many fail to recognize opportunity. Mr. Edison had just perfected a new office device, known at the time as the Edison dictating machine. Now, we're going back a long time here, folks. Now everything's in our phone. But there was a time that you had to have a special machine, and it was actually new because Edison invented that. And that was only 100 years ago, or a little more. His salesmen were not enthusiastic over the machine. They didn't believe that they could sell it. It wasn't going to work. And that it wouldn't be sold without great effort. But Barnes, he saw his opportunity. It had crawled in quietly, hidden in a queer-looking machine, which interested no one but Barnes and the inventor. Barnes knew he could sell the Edison dictating machine. He suggested this to Edison and promptly got his chance. He did sell the machine. In fact, he sold it so successfully that Edison gave him a contract to distribute and market it all over the nation. Out of that business association grew the slogan, "Made by Edison and installed by Barnes." The business alliance was in operation for many, many years. Out of it, Barnes made himself rich in money, but he has done something infinitely greater. He has proved that one really may think and grow rich. How much actual cash that original desire of Barnes has been worth to him, that we have no way of knowing. Perhaps it has brought him several million dollars, which back then is a lot of money, but the amount, whatever it is, becomes insignificant when compared with the greater asset he acquired in the form of definite knowledge that an intangible impulse of thought can be transmuted into its physical counterpart by the application of known principles. Barnes literally thought himself into a partnership with the great Edison. He thought himself into a fortune. He had nothing to start with except the capacity to know what he wanted and the determination to stand by that desire until he realized it. He had no money to begin with. He had but little education. He had no influence, but he did have initiative, faith, and the will to win. With these intangible forces, he made himself number one man with the greatest inventor who lived at that time.
Thank you.
You are listening to Think Grow Love Radio with Yehudit Steinberg, your host here on MutinyRadio.fm. We are live streaming from our studio in the Mission District in San Francisco, California. And our show is here every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. In this next segment, we are going to talk about make your goals happen. In the previous segment, we were talking about desire and how desire is such an important component. It is the first and most important component in realizing your goals. So now we're going to delve a little deeper into realizing those goals that you are setting for your business in 2016. Let's say you have already decided to repurpose some of your content on a presentation you've already created. You have the slide deck, the audio recording of your talk, you have an MP3 audio file and a PowerPoint presentation. Now you have set a goal to create an online course for the next year. You are not exactly sure when, on what website, in what format. You still have many questions to answer, so let's take a moment and walk through the process I tend to use when I'm working on realizing my goals. So I do want to mention that I've had a little bit of an upgrade back in November as I was working on my 2016 goals. In an email I received from a top coach, actually a coach of one of my mentors who has done phenomenally well over the last year in her business and in her life, being able to live her passion and her dream and still have time for her family and doing the things that she wants to do in her life. So Todd Herman sent out an email about a course that he developed, and he called it the 90-day hour. The 90-day year. 90-day hour. And basically, to kind of sum it up, he says that when you tend to have all these goals and you're focusing on your entire year, 365 days, and you're multitasking, that really a lot does not get completed and done. And so he suggests that you have a 90-day focus, and that when you go to work your goals, that you are single focused. And so that's going to bring us to the first step, and the first element is that you, in order to attain your goals, you need a single-minded focus. And there is research that's coming out that multitasking is not necessarily the most effective way to work and get stuff done. First and foremost, you know that it takes laser focus to be successful with setting a goal for something new in your life. Focus on one main goal at a time and see it through to its completion. And so I have started to implement that, and it's working very well. And the second one is to believe in the goal. And this is what we were talking about in our previous segment, where you feel it in your body and know that you are going to do it no matter what it takes to make it happen. You really have to know deep down inside that it feels right If you have doubts, it is just going to be hard to make it happen. You may get distracted and not believe that you can really do this, and a number of blocks can come up. So you can't stop believing. You have to be 100% committed to making this happen. And one of the challenges that we have today as solopreneurs or working from home on our businesses is that we're very isolated. And when we're isolated, it's important that you have a support group. And over the past year, I've been in a couple of different Facebook groups online that support us in our challenges as we are building our businesses online. Not only are they there to cheer us on, or we can go into the group and say, hey, I'm feeling like I really have a lot of self-doubt about this, or can you check this out? For example, as soon as I created the intro, and I'm in the process of creating some different intros and outros for the radio show and bumpers, and I'm not sure how people are going to receive it or if they like the music, I can go into these groups and I can share the information and I can get feedback and upgrades. And it's really, really important. You cannot do this. It's really hard to do it alone. So I suggest that you find support, whether you join a mastermind or you have some sort of support somewhere. So the first principle that we were talking about in terms of making your goals happen was a single-minded focus. The second is believing in the goal and having a desire, a burning desire. And the third one is that goals do not happen by themselves. You must take action and feel that sense of urgency. So the 90-day year, focusing on 90 days and having the certain projects that you are going to do and that you are focusing on in that three-month period, it really helps to have that sense of urgency. So the next part that I want to go through with you is what I call the four-step process to making your goals happen. Dreams don't work unless you do. Is this a surprise to you? If it is, I'd like to encourage you to adopt the take action makes it happen mode for this next year. And for me, as a perfectionist, because I probably, if I felt this show was perfect, to get this show to be perfect before I could get on the air, I probably would not be here right now. And I've been here since October. The first show was in September, but my mom got seriously ill, and we lost her at that time, and then I came back in October. So I've been here since October, and I have a number of shows. We've had some really great shows, some great interviews, and I have so much planned for this next year. I'm just really, really excited about how this show is forming, and each week it gets a little better and a little better. And after a year, who knows where I'll be. So wishing something to happen is not going to get you closer to making your goals a reality, and trying to perfect it and think of it in the head, because it's really in the doing that it starts to the creativity and how your clients and customers react, and you get to see what they need and what interests them and all that is within the doing. And this is really the way it's done in companies today, too. It's called bootstrapping, and they get started, and they throw it together, put it up there, and perfect it as they go along. And, you know, sometimes it's really frustrating when the technology doesn't work because it hasn't, all the bugs haven't been worked out, but that is how things get built and get better. So obtaining your goals really is a process. It's like planning an event. It's just that simple. The hardest part, I think, is figuring out what you really want to do and what your burning desire is, because then you can start listing and making your checklists. And for me, sometimes there are too many ideas and they distract me. They've distracted me from doing my main goal at that time. So my challenge in the past has been, and many creatives and entrepreneurs, is to stay focused, laser focused on one goal at a time. Can you relate? What makes you get stuck? Let's take a moment for you to answer this question. You know, just take a second and think about it. Jot it down. Make a voicemail. Whatever. Whatever it takes. So the four-step goal setting process. Create a well-thought-out plan of action to guide the process. Write a one-page that describes your goal in detail. What are you going to repurpose? Looking through the content and decide what you want to repurpose for the next year. What is the format? Are you going to have it on a webinar? Is it going to be a course on Udemy? Are you going to have a series of YouTube videos? Are you going to write a Kindle book? I mean, you do have a number of choices. And by what date will it be completed? So once you get that together, then you can create your checklist. And I have a nifty little tool that I love, called Evernote. And you can download it on your smartphone and on your on your pads and tablets. And you can create a separate notebook for this project in Evernote. And I love Evernote. And some people say, well, I still like paper. Well, I still use paper and pencil too. I have a 90-day planner that has plenty of room each day for me to be able to put my notes and my lists as well. So it's one notebook that's in physical form, and then on my computer and my phone and my tablet is Evernote, and it all syncs together. And then there's another app called Asana, which is project management. And if you have more than just you doing your projects, and as you're growing your business, I know you will, then it works really well with Evernote. So that's Asana, and Evernote is a great combination to be able to create checklists, to have notebooks on your different topics, and as you do research online, you can save those pages to those notebooks. They've really done a great job. So now you have your checklist, and you create your timeline, and you put it on the calendar. So that is the first step in starting to process your goals. And what I do, because I'm on the 90-day, I have a list of goals that I and projects that I am completing in the first 90 days. I know what my focus is for those 90 days on my content that I'm developing and on the projects that I am launching. And then I work backwards and I come to each month and then back to the week and back to the day. And in other segments, we'll drill down on how to be more effective in your monthly, weekly, and daily progress to complete your goals. So I hope that you have found this of some interest and inspiration, and we're going to now listen to a little bit of music, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes with our Wednesday wisdom inspiration for the week. You are listening to Think Real Love Radio with Yehudit Steinberg as your host. We are here at the MutinyRadio.fm studios in the heart of the Mission District in San Francisco, California. And we're here every week, every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. And sometimes we have teachings and sometimes we have interviews. Starting in February, we will have a lot more interviews coming up. Here in January, we are getting our new format developed and online, and we did a little bit of that today. And next week, we will definitely have more of it done to share with you, and I'm looking forward to it so much. I hope you've enjoyed our show. We're starting to come to the end of this show, and I wanted to mention that for any of you that are really interested in all the new ways that you can broadcast live from your phone, your tablets, your iPads, and computers, The Periscope Summit is here in town. It starts tomorrow through Sunday, and there are going to be a lot of scopers around, and being on their Periscope and talking to the world from, yes, San Francisco, California. So be on the lookout. And if you're really interested, go to the Google Periscope Summit and go on down. It starts tomorrow, and it should be an awesome time for everyone who shows up. So I want to come to our segment of Wednesday Wisdom, the inspirations for the week. And this week we talked about desire, and we talked about the Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, which I encourage you, if any of this makes any sense or seems any interest to you, to really check it out. And you can go up to Amazon. I downloaded the book for 99 cents on Kindle. And just take a look at it again, because it has a lot of good information to help you get the year started and to keep you on track. So I went into, I got today's inspirations of the week. They come from one of my favorite online entrepreneur Facebook groups called Freedom Hackers. And there was a thread about inspiration for the day, and here's a few of them. The first one is, do what you love. The second one is, be so good they can't ignore you, by Steve Martin. And finally, the big one, don't downgrade your dream just to fit your reality. Upgrade your conviction to match your destiny. And remember Napoleon Hill's, the starting point of all achievement is to have a burning desire to accomplish your goal, not a hope or a wish, but a burning desire that you feel in your body and a commitment to make it happen, whatever it takes. If you have this, the rest will fall into place. And so it is time that I'm going to sign off, and we'll have a little bit of music towards the end. And I'm just really, thank you so much for coming by and for listening, and hope you come back and join us again. Coming up in February, we will be on iTunes and Stitcher and our website, thinkgrowlove.com/podcast. We will have all of the show notes and the episodes that we have here on Think Grow Love at mutinyradio.fm. Till next week, this is Yehudit Steinberg from Think Grow Love Radio, signing off.
stress, chronic brain, depression, nausea. It can induce euphoria and stimulate appetite.
I'm going to guess waffles.
That is incorrect.
What?
Actually, Alex, the food I'm talking about are cannabis-based medicinal extracts.
Cannabis-based medicinal extracts? That sounds like you're smoking drugs, Ed.
No, baby. There are smokeless, safe, and less expensive alternatives to smoking.
But can I use it to sleep?
Yes, baby.
Good, because I'm so excited by this that I may never sleep again.
And it sounds like you, Alex, may want to check out the number 4altacalifornia.com. That's 4altacalifornia.com for a non-addictive, pharmaceutical-free alternative to smoking medical marijuana. Check them out today at number 4altacalifornia.com.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the Internet Ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Hey, you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You look like the kind of person who has a sense of humor.
Oh, is the radio talking to me?
No, I'm on an internet podcast.
I'm talking to an internet podcast?
Don't be silly. It's a one-way form of communication. But I don't want you to miss out on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival 2016. From March 2nd through 6th. And you don't have to. You can buy tickets now on universe.com. With 24 national and international visiting comedians and 20 local hosts, you won't want to miss a thing.
What if I can't be at every show?
Don't worry. All shows will be available for free download at mutinyradio.fm until the internet falls apart.
Oh, podcast God, I can't wait to listen to all these great comedy shows and everything else that's cool at MutinyRadio.fm before the internet falls apart.
You too won't want to miss a bit of the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival from March 2nd through 6th, 2016. Buy tickets now.
Brought to you by Subliminal SF, PBR, The Eagle SF, Brainwash Cafe, Asiento, and the great people at Alta California Botanicals.
Have you heard of Subliminal SF? Visual and auditory mind control. Graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen. Graphic design for every need. And live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. Tastics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastics deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitious. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org.